Good morning, everybody, and whenever you're listening to this, good evening, good afternoon, whatever. Here we are on Casper's Corner, and I'm going to talk to you about something that's actually pretty deep, and yet the problem is a simple situation that has a simple answer. And that is, people often state, people who want to be peacekeepers or people who want to be viewed as, I accept all religions, I'm very open, I'm very spiritual. The problem with that is that when you're so open that you don't question anything and you don't search for wisdom in it, you can be led astray very easily. And one thing I'm going to talk to you about is how often it is that people say, well, you know, it doesn't matter what God you serve or what the name is of God. As long as it's God. It could be Allah, it could be Krishna, it could be anyway, it could be Buddha. And it's all good, it's all the same. But the fact is, it isn't. And the truth can only be the truth. You can't separate it. You can't mix it in with lies, and that can cause a lot of problems. Now, I'll give you an example. For instance, let's say I wanted a car, and the car I wanted was a Ferrari. Now, the reason why I want a Ferrari is because I test drove a Ferrari, and it had the label Ferrari on it. It drove amazing. It handled amazingly. I could hear the sound in the engine. I felt it when I was driving the vehicle. It hugged the corners. It was an amazing, amazing car. Now, I go to a different dealership later on because I'm traveling. And I go to this dealership and I said, look, you know, I love the Ferrari and I want to buy one. I really do. So then I go with the car dealer or the car salesman and he says, oh, I know where to get you a Ferrari. So he goes over to a minivan and he says, this is an awesome Ferrari. You've got to drive this. This thing is a beauty. And you're looking at that vehicle and saying, there is no way that is a Ferrari. You sit in it, you take it for a test drive, and you know it's not a Ferrari. So you know that it's not a Ferrari, but for some reason, the car salesman's trying to make you believe it's a Ferrari. He wants money. He wants to sell you something. Something that gives him an advantage. Now, Satan does the same thing. He wants you to believe in certain things. And he has a way that he does it. And whatever way he can sell it to you, it's perfect. As long as he can get you to walk away from the Holy Bible, from the Scripture, and also maybe accept a little bit of a lie so that eventually, just like a boat, you know, when you have the rudder and you just turn that rudder just a little bit, suddenly your direction has changed. Not immediately, but over a long distance, it's changed dramatically. And you are no longer going north to your destination or south or whatever destination you have, but you've made an actual circle. So the point is it does matter. Truth does matter. And knowing the truth is profound and powerful. Now, the problem we have as humans is our hearts. Our hearts are, well, let me just refer to Jeremiah 17:9 says this, the heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? Now that question is actually a statement of, you know, human beings can't fully understand the heart, but God does. And in fact, what's amazing is that God saw the heart of man and how its state is, and he sent his son to die on the cross for us, to heal us in our trespasses, to bring us a new relationship, a deeper relationship with God. through Christ. He was the perfect Lamb. And that is an amazing, beautiful symphony of change, a beautiful symphony of grace to us when we accept Christ. But you see, we have to give ourselves over. We have to let God into our hearts. And we need to acknowledge that Jesus Christ died for our sins, and that we were sinners, and that we were lost. And the problem is if we don't do that, we're not accepting what Christ has done on the cross. We're accepting something else. And sadly enough, often is the case that we as humans want to accept something where we have to earn our way, because then we have something to be prideful of, and we have something we can demean others over. We can say, oh, you know, you're not earning your way to heaven. You need to do these things, and you belittle others, and you become hostile to them, because your pride has been fed so much. But you know, the amazing thing about the cross is that it's about keeping you humble, keeping you with a contrite heart before God. And that is profound. And that makes you effective with the gospel message as well. So remember who you are in Christ. Know the truth from the lie. And know there is a big difference between Islam, between other religions, and Christianity. This is not about what religion is better. What this is what is the truth? And should we compromise the truth? Jesus died. He paid a huge sacrifice for us. He suffered a tremendous amount. And our duty is to serve that truth, to follow that truth, and to defend that truth. May the Lord bless you this beautiful day.